Ever since Michael Jordan played his final game in 1988, the National Basketball Association has been looking for the next megastar. The NBA may have found him in Vince Carter of the Toronto Raptors. This is Carter's second year on the team. In the last few weeks, there's been talk comparing him to Jordan, who's widely thought to be the game's greatest player. NPR's Tom Goldman has more on the sudden rush to crown a new king of professional basketball.
It's often startling the way 6'7" Vince Carter dunks a basketball. What begins as a smooth glide to the hoop ends suddenly and emphatically, with the basket shaking and spectators wondering where that came from. In much the same way, Carter's surge to NBA prominence has startled many people, including sports marketer Dean Bonham.
This is a kid that has not only done it in his first year, but he's come out of the blocks in his second year and just astounded most of us who watch this industry.
Carter was last season's Rookie of the Year and has been one of the game's dominant young players, but just 2.5 weeks ago, the 23-year-old Carter separated from the pack. At the NBA All-Star Game, he revived the slam dunk contest with an array of mid-air spins and ball-between-the-legs acrobatics. NBC rushed to get Carter and his Toronto Raptors their first national network exposure. After this past Sunday's debut, ESPN sportscaster Dan Patrick heralded the NBA's newest star.
Raptors pick up the victory, 103-102. The story, Vince Carter, 51. In case you're wondering, Michael Jordan's first 50-point game arrived in his 101st NBA game. Carter's came in his 104th. His previous high was 47.
For those making Carter-Jordan comparisons, and there are many, a good place to start is Sunday's game on NBC, where Carter received Jordan-esque treatment. According to the New York Times, Carter's name was mentioned 165 times, cameras isolated on him 105 times, and play-by-play was sprinkled with the newest pet phrases, Vincredible and Vinsanity. If all of this seems as if it's happening fast, it is. Northwestern University professor Irving Rain teaches about celebrity. He says Vince Carter's promotion is happening at warp speed for a couple of reasons. One, technology gets messages and images out faster to more places. Two, the need to quickly isolate and capitalize on celebrity also has increased.
The dollars are greater because the competition is greater. Because television and all the media operate on shorter deadlines, you really have to grab attention with something that really is perceived as having value.
There was no greater value to the NBA during the 1990s than Michael Jordan, so naturally the effort to link Vince Carter to Jordan is at a fever pitch. Pick up any sports page, turn on any radio talk show, and you'll learn that both Carter and Michael Jordan played college basketball at North Carolina. Both established themselves with their jaw-dropping dunks. Both have Air nicknames, Air Jordan and Air Canada, and both have shaved heads. Most important, says sports marketer Dean Bonham, Vince Carter, like Jordan, has what's required of today's sports megastars.
What he represents is what corporate America is looking for and what we call in our business positive image association. He represents off the court the individual that corporate America wants to have their products and services associated with.
And with more endorsements surely on the way, Carter pledges to keep the business side of stardom in perspective. According to Professor Rain, that's a part of Michael Jordan's legacy Carter definitely should copy.
One thing Jordan did very well was handle film, shoe promotion, cologne, you name it. He did it very well. He seemed to multitask in contemporary terms very well. That's something that athletes were not asked to do 50 years ago. And we have no idea whether he can do that.
So far, Carter can. But so far is so early. Vince Carter hasn't won any titles, hasn't delivered a decade of highlights. But with all the comparisons to Jordan, some say a better comparison is Tiger Woods, the prototype for young, successful athletes. And with Woods making a fortune and threatening to leave the rest of the golfing world behind at the age of 24, that's a comparison Vince Carter should like. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Washington.